Leaders of the Anglican Church are in Tanzania for a six-day summit. On the agenda is the growing rift among U.S. Episcopalians, the status of the U.S. Church's first female leader, and her support for its increasing acceptance of homosexuality are at odds with many top Anglican leaders. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Anglicans and their American brothers and sisters, the Episcopalians, like to talk a lot about coming to the table. It's a reference to Jesus' Last Supper and the sacred ritual of communion, but it also reflects the Anglican tradition of sitting down with people who disagree. That's what's supposed to happen in Tanzania this week as U.S. Presiding Bishop Catherine Jefferts Schori makes her debut appearance at the meeting of the top Anglican bishops, or primates. Ian Douglas is a professor at the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Having a woman sitting at the table of the primates is a very significant and new reality for the communion.
But it's not just her gender that's making waves. To many Anglican leaders, Jefferts Schori represents all that is wrong with the Episcopal Church in America. Some bishops say the U.S. Church's endorsement of a gay bishop is akin to heresy, her interpretation of the Bible too liberal, and there is speculation some bishops may literally refuse to join her at the table. And the Archbishop of Canterbury has taken the extraordinary step of inviting Schori's biggest American rival to Tanzania. Bishop Robert Duncan of Pittsburgh says he belongs there.
The Episcopal Church in the United States is, in fact, two churches with two voices. And Canterbury's recognition was, in fact, that both of those voices need to be heard.
Duncan represents roughly 300 congregations in the U.S. that have broken away from the mainstream church. That's about 10% of the overall membership of the Episcopal Church. The division in the American church is so deep and the issue so controversial that Duncan and Jefferts Schori haven't even spoken directly since before she was elected last June.
Clearly the tension is very strong right now, and I think we are, in a sense, testing the limits of this communion and how it functions together.
Bishop Chris Epting is one of Jefferts Schori's deputies. He says Episcopalians remain committed to finding a way to keep the conservative flocks in the fold, despite disagreements about the role of homosexuals.
We hope that it is not church dividing, that it's an issue that we can continue to work with together, wrestle with together, but do it together because we need each other's perspectives.
Some in Dar es Salaam are talking about creating an additional primate in the U.S., essentially splitting the American church in two. Religious scholars say that's a long shot, but Episcopalians are still keeping a close eye on Tanzania, particularly in Virginia, where 11 congregations recently voted to split from the mainstream church and are now fighting the diocese and the national church in lawsuits over property rights. Members of those congregations want the primates to call for an end to the litigation, but Bishop Peter Lee, the head of the Virginia diocese, says that's not the primates' role, and he says the larger debate is one that has to happen.
We are engaging some of the most important ethical, intellectual, spiritual issues of our own generation, and doing it very much in public, and doing it in such a way that we say that people with different views and different ideas can live together. And if we can affirm that in our common life, I think the church in the long run will be strengthened by it.
As part of their meetings, the Anglican primates will discuss a proposed covenant that seeks to smooth over differences among the world's 77 million Anglicans, bind them together, and help define just how open the Anglican table will be in the future. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.